Voices from the Future by Nadia Graham and Ashley Chamberlain. Two photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, Ashley Chamberlain. Photo 2, the caption, Nadia Graham. From the editor, the work of the NOPBC is all about the kids and their futures. By long-standing tradition, blind students have the chance to share some of their life experiences at the annual meeting of the NOPBC. This year, the parents heard from Nadia Graham of Maryland and Ashley Chamberlain of Nebraska. Nadia Graham. Hi, my name is Nadia Graham. I am 9 years old, and I'm going into third grade. I live in a small town called Ellicott City, just outside of Baltimore, Maryland, so of course I'm a huge fan of the Ravens. I go to Waterloo Elementary School, and I've had the best teachers on the planet. I have made a lot of friends at Waterloo. Some of my friends are learning Braille, even though they're sighted people. They are learning Braille as fast as I am. My favorite subjects at school are art, technology, music, and media. In art, I get to use crayons and paint. In technology, I go on the computer. I learn how to search on the internet using JAWS. In music, I learn to play the recorder, but it's kind of confusing reading Braille music. In media, I learn about all the different kinds of genres. Outside school, I take lessons on the guitar and piano. I also go to Girl Scouts. I am a junior Girl Scout. I like to camp and eat s'mores. I also go to a lot of NFB activities. This year I went to STEM2U. STEM means science, technology, engineering, and math. We did a lot of fun things, like making a car out of wood, plastic, and tape. When I grow up, I want to be a veterinarian. I really want to take care of dogs. I want to be a vet because they make a lot of money. Bracket, laughter, close bracket. I also want to be a teacher. I want to teach multiplication, division, and abacus. Bracket, applause, close bracket. Ashley Chamberlain. Hi, my name is Ashley. I just completed my freshman year at Ralston High School. The high school is a much bigger place than the middle school I went to the year before. A few days before school started, I learned how to get to all my classes, with the help of my mobility instructor, who happens to be my mother. Bracket, laughter, close bracket. By the second quarter, I knew my way around the school and could travel without any assistance. In fact, I didn't even need my mobility instructor to help me find any of my classes. Last year I lived close to the middle school, so I was able to walk to school, even though it involved 2 street crossings. This year I rode the bus and took typical freshman year classes such as biology and algebra. My favorite pastimes include talking to friends on Skype and Facebook and playing games on the computer with them. I use a program called NVDA, which is kind of like JAWS. NVDA stands for Non-Visual Desktop Access. I download games from a website called audiogames.net, which has a whole archive of games that are accessible for the blind. I play these games with people all over the country. I have friends who have put their own games on that website and have asked me to beta test them. At school, I'm the only blind student. Usually, I hang out with my 2 best friends. As a requirement at my school, I must complete at least 40 hours of community service. Some of the things I have done this year include helping out in childcare during parent meetings, assisting with an Easter egg hunt, and cleaning up downtown Omaha. I also enjoy being an aunt to my 13-year-old nephew and my niece, who is just getting into her terrible 2s. I am always chasing after her to make sure she doesn't get into mischief. I've even changed her diaper a few times, which is totally different from the baby doll I took care of for 24 hours for my favorite science class. Bracket, laughter, close bracket. My parents encourage me to be independent. At home, most often I make my own breakfast, wash dishes, and fold laundry. My parents would like me to do more, I suppose, but I am 16 and would rather hang with my friends. I do make my bed, though. Blindness doesn't stop me from doing the things that any other teen would be able to do, like joining clubs at school. After-school clubs have been a great opportunity for me to meet new people and expand my interests. Technology, such as the Braille Note, which I'm using right now, has enabled me to be successful in school. VoiceOver on the iPhone has helped me connect with friends and play games as well. I'm happy to be at this convention, mainly to meet up with friends that I talk to on Skype. Bracket, applause, close bracket.